Well, Frank, three games in to the league, 3 points. What do you make of Donegal so far?
I suppose, Tom, we have to be relatively happy. 3 points on the board and three games, I suppose, three very different kind of games. And I think on paper, you know, the curve has been upward. I suppose the first day against Kerry, even though there was only a couple of points in it at the end, I think coming away from O'Donnell Park, there was a lot of questions that you were wondering going forward with that kind of young panel or young squad to fit to deal with the rigours of Division 1 football. You maybe wondered would Division 2 have been maybe a wee bit more of a forgiving landscape. But I think, you know, the improvement in Roscommon was getting the 2 points. There were still areas of the play, but I think the last day against Dublin in certain times we showed a lot of steel, a lot of grit, and even a lack of respect in a good way for Dublin when you've seen the lads going at it. And they haven't looked to maybe take that, you know, option of a cushion of bedding in and maybe saying, oh, that they're young lads, give them time. I think some of them, particularly the likes of Jason McGee, have been very impressive. Of course, Kieran Thompson and even Owen Van Galler at wing back. These lads have hit the ground running. That was the positive again the last day against Dublin. Of course, the point as well.
Yeah. Well, as we said, going to Cavan tonight to take on Cavan. Rory Gallagher has made two changes to the team. Patrick McBearty, I know, was doubtful during the week, but he certainly penciled in anyway. Daro O'Connor starting this week in the corner forward line instead of Jamie Brennan.
Yeah, Daro O'Connor started in the corner forward line last week on paper too, but of course there was changes before throwing, and I would say we'll probably just have to wait till this evening as well in Breffni Park, Tom, to see what actually Rory Gallagher goes with. But I suppose it's one of those games. You look at Cavan, their game against Tyrone last week in Omagh, bit the dust because of the weather. I suppose they're looking to get a game under the belt, and two games in, 1 point, you know, they drew a Monaghan, pretty low scoring game. But I think if it's a game, Tom, if we could get 2 points this evening, it would go a long way to maybe securing our status in Division 1. But at the same time, I think this evening's game is going to tell us a lot more about this Donegal side going forward than maybe the first three games have. Because I think Cavan, you know, under Maddie McGleenan, he's probably come in there with a bit of expectation. Cavan supporters are probably a bit like ourselves, maybe pre-2011, and so far as they're probably really frustrated knowing that they've got a talented group of players there. Their record underage, you know, means that's a fact. There is a group of players there that just need to be galvanised. So it'd be interesting to see how we get on against Cavan this evening. I think when the dust settles, if we could get the one there going forward, I think there'll be a spring in supporter steps going out of Breffni Park tonight, definitely, if that was the case.
Are you expecting a tough test tonight?
Definitely, Tom. The way the weather's been, and you look at maybe Cavan's performances so far, I think they only scored 7 points against Monaghan, and it was a dour, sort of a dogfight draw. And I think going up there, looking at the way that maybe the pitch was last week, even ourselves against Dublin, take the 2 goals out of it, we only notched 5 points. And I mean, looking at the game afterwards and the point and against the opposition, we're pretty happy. But, you know, looking at that there game, cutting it up under, you know, a microscope in the cold like a day, I think, you know, the first 25 minutes, we were 5-1 down. We had 14 behind the ball. And at that stage, you could see frustration growing around the perimeters as well as on the field. But the 2 goals, and I think Megan Murphy called it a crazy spell of 60 seconds. And that's what it was. Brought us back into the game. And I think tonight the most important thing would be the 2 points on the board. But as I said, the weather, and who knows how it might deteriorate even going forward. I think, you know, a one of any description this evening, you'd be well pleased regardless of how we get it.
Yeah, because like a win, as you said earlier, you're obviously moving closer maybe to a league final, maybe rather than looking over your shoulder from going the other way.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, Tom, this year, in a sense, that the league semi-final has been taken out of it, but I still think looking towards the league final might be a wee bit ambitious. I think Rory Gallagher and even supporters that are long enough in the tooth to know, I mean, looking back over the last 4 or 5 years, trying to decide or, you know, cipher what benefit or what you can take from a league campaign going into the championship, it's very hard to judge. And I think Rory Gallagher would love to just draw a line under it, you know, treading water maybe in Division 1 and then putting all our attention towards Antrim on May 21 in Championship. That would be the ideal scenario. But as you said, it's so claustrophobic there. Monaghan are top on the table on 5 points. Everybody's off the mark except Roscommon. Cavan are on 1, but of course they've played a game less, so 1 the night would shoot them right back up level with Donegal. So there's so much to play for right away. But the one thing we would be certain of, a 1 night would definitely put us in a lovely, you know, in a very attractive position.
And would you have any fears? Obviously we were playing the All-Ireland Champions last weekend, a big crowd, a big game, they and Ballybuffet, you know, Donegal were bound to be up for it. Would you be afraid that there could be maybe, shall we say, less up for it tonight, and even last week's game might take its toll, you know, physically demanding on a very wet pitch?
it's very hard to know. Cavan will have that respite of the extra week, so that'll count for something, Tom. I think when they look back at the video this week and the senior players in the squad, the likes of Frank McGlynn and Michael Murphy and Paddy McGrath, were keen to reference that in certain stages last week against Dublin, we were really poor. And I think the full quote of that we had a 5 points, Michael even said it's going to be nowhere near good enough. And we said that period before the 25-minute, 26-minute mark when we got back into those two goals would be a worry. But at the same time, there's been areas in games, particularly against Kerry, and even the last day when we went 2-0 or 2 points down, Tom, near the end, and we showed that bite to come back. I think they're definitely a very willing and enthusiastic bunch. So I don't think that'll be an issue at all.